Romans 5, 16 through 17 of the Amplified. Nor is the free gift at all to be compared to the effect of that one man's sin. For the sentence following the trespass of one man brought condemnation, whereas the free gift following many transgressions brings justification, an act of righteousness. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, or offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace or unmerited favor and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. This is the Avinu.info podcast, brought to you by the Avinu.info blog author and senior pastors of Living Church Ministries International, Bishop Demetrix and Pastor Pauline Roscoe. Today's topic is depreciation of a free gift. There is a tendency to devalue something when it's offered to us for free. Some people may refer to it as, quote, too good to be true, unquote. For example, everybody knows how to stay away from computer pop-up ads that offer you just what you need, then later to find out that there are monthly charges. Also, computers track our interest in sites we frequent. When the ad says, hurry, selling out fast, or click here for amazing savings, some of us know that one careless click of the mouse can cost you in the end. Without being fully aware, we want to identify with name brand commodities because prestige separates us from the peasant. And all this is done subconsciously. The principalities of Ephesians are the spirits who are after the minds of the church. We should always lift the shield of faith to redirect the darts aimed at our thoughts. The power of the queen of false religions, or Mystery Babylon, is seen in the mind of lukewarm assemblies to disarm the church of her vigor and vitality. False religion influences the body of Christ to render the word of God through the human psyche, thus depreciating the value of the awe of God. Interpreting the Greek phrase, free gift. A misinterpretation of the Greek phrase, free gift, can lead to some serious misunderstanding of God's word. Take for instance, an item is advertised as a free gift. Some people, upon hearing that it's free, they will fight others to grab it and put it into their cart. For some, if it's free, they will want more information to determine if they have a need for it. Lastly, for some people, if something is deemed as free, they could care less about the gift. They might have a take it or leave it attitude and not appreciate the offer. At the speed of thought, the human brain accesses definitions of a word based on one's self-being. In other words, a person's journey in life causes one to hear things said before the sentence is finished. For this reason, Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, plans our lives to cultivate character through life lessons as students of the Son of Adonai. Some believers might even believe that the free gift of grace gives one the freedom to do whatever they desire. The phrase, charisma, or free gift, was the work of Yeshua that he finished on the cross. Christ, as fully human, the second Adam, and fully God, destroyed Satan's power. Hallelujah! When Satan is reminded of the free gift, he sees a new man fashioned after Yeshua, Adonai's champion. Unfortunately, some preachers have taught that grace is a free gift and we are highly favored, as though we are privileged to move from grace to rebellion and then back to grace without any spiritual consequences. God forbid. We must not take the grace of God for granted. When we resist temptation and overcome calamities, it is an outward proof of the charisma, or the free gift, which is inward, the instantaneous enablement of the Holy Spirit. Following are examples of both Greek definitions of free gift and grace. Free gift is the result of charis, or grace, to enter the holy place. Hebrews 10:19-25 of the Amplified speaks of a new and living way. Therefore, believers, since we have confidence and full freedom to enter the holy place, the place where God dwells, by means of the blood of Jesus, by this new and living way, which he initiated and opened for us through the veil as in the Holy of Holies, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great and wonderful priest who rules over the house of God, let us approach God with a true and sincere heart and unqualified assurance of faith, having had our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. And let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. The Greek word for charisma, or charismatos, is a phrase meaning free gift. According to the Complete Word Study Bible Dictionary, Charisma, or charismatos, is a noun from the Greek word charisomai, and it means to show favor, a gift of grace, an undeserved benefit, or the suffix indicates the result of grace. In the New Testament, used only of gifts and graces imparted from God. Deliverance from peril, 2 Corinthians 1 and 11. The gift of self-control, according to 1 Corinthians 7 and 7, or gifts of Christian knowledge, consolation, and confidence. The relationship between the grace of God in Christ Jesus and the gifts which it bestows is indicated in 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 7. Whoever has that grace is not lacking, 1 Corinthians 1 and 7 says, in any gift. Charisma is the instantaneous enablement of the Holy Spirit in the life of any believer to exercise a gift for the edification of others. Krima, or katikrima, is condemnation with a subjection to punishment following. Krisis, or the act of judgment, and katakrisis, is the act of condemnation. The concordance states, while the Greek charisma, or charismatos, is a phrase meaning free gift, charis is the Greek word for grace. The Complete Word Study Bible Dictionary goes on to say that charis, or charitos, from kairo, is to rejoice. Grace, particularly that which causes joy, pleasure, gratification, favor, acceptance, for a kindness granted or desired, a benefit, thanks, gratitude, a favor done without expectation of return. The absolutely free expression of the loving kindness of God to men, finding its only motive in the bounty and benevolence of the giver, unearned and unmerited favor. Charis stands in direct antithesis to erga, or works, the two being mutually exclusive. God's grace affects man's sinfulness, and not only forgives the repentant sinner, but brings joy and thankfulness to him. It changes the individual to a new creature without destroying his individuality. See 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 and Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Charis, when received by faith, transforms man and causes him to love and to seek after the righteousness of God. Charis is initially regeneration, the work of the Holy Spirit, in which spiritual life is given to man, by which his nature is brought under the dominion of righteousness. The maintenance of this condition requires an unbroken and immense supply of grace. Grace remains constant in and basic to a believer's fight without against the devil and his struggle within against sin. Renewal is stimulated and impelled by God's illuminating and strengthening of the soul and will continue and increase so long as the soul perseveres. God's grace ensures that those who have been truly regenerated will persevere until the end of life. This entire work is called sanctification, a work of God, whereby we are renewed in the whole man and are enabled more and more to die daily unto sin and to live unto righteousness, as is stated by the Westminster Shorter Catechism, Romans 12 and 2, 2 Corinthians 4 and 16, Ephesians 4 and 23, and Colossians 3 and 10. Romans 6, 12 through 14 of the Amplified. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lusts and passions. Do not go on offering members of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but offer yourselves to God in a decisive act, as those alive or raised from the dead to a new life, and your members, all of your abilities sanctified, set apart as instruments of righteousness, yielded to God. For sin will no longer be a master over you, since you are not under the law as slaves, but under unmerited grace as recipients of God's favor and mercy. Psychology takes over, even with a person's perception of a belief or value. When something or someone is important to an individual, value is placed upon them. Thus, you will notice, remember, appreciate, embrace, and take the necessary reciprocal action. Even more powerful, when you treasure Adonai's gift, it establishes a better you than you were before you accepted the free gift, or him. Another example of resetting your mind is when you wake up out of your sleep and immediately wonder where you left your cell phone or laptop. On the other hand, you may not think about where you left the gift that's going to be re-gifted. The human mind starts to depreciate the least valued things, whether consciously or unconsciously. It deletes memories of the lowest level of appreciation. There is a greater sense of preserving an item or individual's value as a thing of permanence. Falling in love with truth allows the faithfulness of Christ to keep you when you are not able to keep yourself. A major part of the definition, or the free gift, is that charisma is the free gift that falls on you in times of testing. Taken from the NBC News, we assume that in everyday life, healthy people will use a mixture of both mechanisms to prevent an unwanted memory from coming to mind, says Roland Benoit, a scientist at the Medical Research Council Cognition and Brain Sciences Unit at the University of Cambridge, via email. We did not know whether the processes of direct suppression and thought substitution can be isolated, and which, if any of them, would actually cause forgetting. By just looking at how well people forgot memories, you couldn't tell whether they had done direct suppression or thought substitution, Benoit says. These mechanisms are based on different brain systems that work in the opposite fashion. 1. Direct suppression, by slamming the mental brake to stop the remembering process, and the other, thought substitution, by steering the remembering process towards a substitute memory. How our brains work to erase bad memories. NBCNews.com. From the Business Insider news site, I was raised in a culture where you help everyone you can for free and you don't expect anything in return. If you're a college guidance counselor, that means you're looking at all your nieces and nephews' college admission essays. If you're a doctor, it means you can count on your auntie dropping off her x-rays for your second opinion. And if you sell information products, it means you give them access, no questions asked. I never minded giving them access. I wasn't concerned about capturing all the revenue. Plus, it didn't really cost me anything to add another email address to my user list, so why not? But I would always track to see whether they logged on. Can you guess if they did or not? The answer is, of course not. People value what they pay for. People don't value the things they get for free. BusinessInsider.com. On the other hand, when a believer places the highest value on a memory item, the brain stores this item in a place of great importance, even on that person's heart. Psalms 5 and 3 of the Amplified. In the morning, you hear my voice, O Lord. In the morning, I prepare a prayer, a sacrifice for you, and watch and wait for you to speak to my heart. Proverbs 3 and 1 of the Amplified. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Ecclesiastes 3 and 17 of the Amplified. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time appointed for every matter and purpose and for every work. What works for people like me is instead of focusing on the fact of how free grace is, I tend to search for how precious grace is for me, says Bishop Roscoe. When you understand that hell is where every soul is tormented, you fall upon your face and worship Adonai. His grace is the most cherished and highest pinnacle above anything anybody has to offer on this earth. While men saw Yeshua as a dinner guest, Mary Magdalene saw him as the blood donor who at his own cost will expunge the sins of the guilty. What an amazing gift from Adonai. Why is this information important? As the Bible forewarned, prophecies about the return of Christ are aligning themselves one after another. There are too many biblical prophecies unfolding before our eyes for believers not to recognize doctrinal error or to ignore God's warning signs. Revelation 18 and 15 through 19 of the Amplified, the merchants who handled these articles, who grew wealthy from their business with her, will stand a long way off in fear of her torment, weeping and mourning aloud, saying, "Woe! Woe! For the great city that was robed in fine linen, in purple and scarlet, gilded and adorned with gold, with precious stones and with pearls, because in one hour all the vast wealth has been laid waste, and every ship, captain, or navigator, and every passenger and sailor, and all who make their living by the sea, stood a long way off, and exclaimed as they watched the smoke of her burning, saying, What could be compared to the great city? And they threw dust on their heads, and were crying out, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe! Woe for the great city! Where all who had ships at sea grew rich from her great wealth, because in one hour she has been laid waste. The doctrine of error is taught and received as truth, jeopardizing the eternal souls of many of those who believe that grace allows habitual sin lifestyles. This is a crucial time for pastors to prepare believers for Jesus' return. Hebrews 10 and 31 warns, The Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful and terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God, incurring his judgment and wrath. 2 John 1, 7 through 9 of the Amplified. For many deceivers or heretics posing as Christians have gone out into the world. Those who do not acknowledge and confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh or bodily form. This person, the kind who does this, is the deceiver and the antichrist, that is, the antagonist of Christ. Watch yourselves so that you do not lose what we have accomplished together, but that you may receive a full and perfect reward when he grants rewards to faithful believers. Anyone who runs on ahead and does not remain in the doctrine of Christ, that is, one who is not content with what he taught, does not have God, but the one who continues to remain in the teaching of Christ does have God. He has both the Father and the Son. Hebrews 10, 26 through 31 of the Amplified, Christ or Judgment. For if we go on willfully and deliberately sinning after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice to atone for our sins, that is, no further offering to anticipate, but a kind of awful and terrifying expectation of divine judgment and the fury of a fire and burning wrath which will consume the adversaries or those who put themselves in opposition to God. Anyone who has ignored and set aside the law of Moses is put to death without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much greater punishment do you think he will deserve who has rejected and trampled underfoot the Son of God and has considered unclean and common the blood of the covenant that sanctified him and has insulted the Spirit of grace who imparts the unmerited favor and blessing of God? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, retribution and the deliverance of justice rest with me. I will repay the wrongdoer." And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful and terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God, incurring his judgment and wrath. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Avinu.info blog podcast. Special thanks to our authors, Bishop Demetrix and Pastor Pauline Roscoe, and to our editor, Val Gunter. We ask you to help us with a gift of any size. Many lives are being changed worldwide by this ministry. Contributions can be mailed to 401 Omega Street South, Birmingham, Alabama 35205, or visit avinu.info and click on the donate button to make a secure payment with your debit card, credit card, or PayPal account. Thank you in advance for your giving. Always walk blessed in the strong name of Jesus.